On an afternoon in the spring of 1946, a small crowd of onlookers gathered in front of a broken-down, boarded-up row house on tiny Tyson Street between Park Avenue and Reed Street. Looking up, they saw a strange sight. Several men working on scaffolding set against the exterior wall of a house, painting the wall. What was strange about the scene was that the men were painting the wall at all, and second, that they were painting it yellow. Now, this was Tyson Street in 1946, when the street was a collection of row houses unoccupied and boarded up. And here was somebody who had not only bought a house on the street, but was renovating it, and in a style uncharacteristic for Baltimore, painting the exterior yellow. That somebody was an artist named Eddie Rosenfeld. An observer said he was crazy to buy a house in this neighborhood and then paint it yellow yet. But today, Baltimore boasts dozens of charming neighborhoods of restored old row houses, marketed under the upscale rubric of townhouses, characterized by yellow exterior front walls and pink and green and blue walls, too. Charles Village, Montgomery Street, Jasper Street, Hamden. And it all started with Eddie Rosenfeld, who in 1946 paid $1,800 for a broken-down row house on a broken-down alley of a street called Tyson Street, and who painted the exterior of the house yellow. In 1987, Eddie Rosenfeld sold the house he paid $1,800 for, according to Tyson Street aficionados, $100,000. Today, all over Baltimore, you see whole blocks of row houses with exterior fronts painted yellow and pink and green and blue, too. There's a moral of this story. In Baltimore, when you speak of people making lifestyle choices, you better be careful who you call crazy.